All right. Some crazy ideas that were going around that I think is important. There's a sefer called Yain HaMeshumer. It was written by none other than Rav Nosson Shapira, a Yerushalmi. And he talks about, he made a huge stink about this, because in Klal Yisrael back in the day, there were a lot of people who were makil on Yain HaMeshumer, on Yain Nesach. And he went around and he got letters from like 30 or 40 Rabbanim of the time talking about the Isser of Yain Nesach and even Stam Yenam. What is Stam Yenam? Stam Yenam is when you have there's no sure thing that a goy has in mind to be mevatel or to do something for a avodah zarah. So generally, when we look at a avodah zarah, we look at somebody bowing down to some totem pole or something like that. But why is it that when a person takes wine, that a goy touched, all of a sudden it's usher, as if it was a avodah zarah? Like, how many goyim do you know nowadays know how to do the avodah with the yayin nesach? How many goyim know that? Right? Not so many. Elama, so that some of the tzaddikim explain that what happens is, you have an idea? That if a waiter comes, a goy's waiter, he's an atheist, he has no belief whatsoever. He touches your wine, becomes aser stam yenam, like yayin nesach. So much so that the iser of stam yenam, you can't have hanah. And not have any benefit from it. Crazy iser. So they say, why? Because, you know what? Even though he doesn't know what's done, but his forefathers and his forefathers' forefathers, somebody back in the day, they knew the secrets to avodah zarah. So the famous Chassidus of Vort, that back in the day, there was a Rebbe who, the community needed a crazy Yeshua, so he went into the forest and he went to a specific tree and he said specific tillim, and then the Yeshua happened and everybody was saved. What happened? The next generation came along and there was the same gzera. So the Rebbe's son, he knew that the Rebbe went to a certain tree. So he went to the tree, he just didn't remember which tillim. He said tillim. And the Yeshua happened again. The next generation, another gzera happened. And he went to, he didn't know what the tree was. He just knew you have to say tillim. So he said tillim, and they had a salvation. So what happens next is, in our generation, we don't even know that. All we have is that we know there was a story that it once happened. And they say sometimes a person just knows that there was a story that this once happened. And we dive and we say, whatever, tell him we have tree, no tree. We know there was a story that's happened that could help us inspire to dive to Hashem, and we could have it. It could happen. What it is that doesn't mean that you have to have the kavana for the actual essence of doing a avodah zarah. So even an atheist who only believes in science, his pouring wine also is yayin nesach, because his el tazeh back in the day, they knew what a avodah zarah was. So al midah keneged midah, Klal Yisrael, when Purim comes in, there's a mishta dafka of yayin, not tequila, even if you have azul, the gold version. Right? There's, even if you have 80-year-old Nikalans, that's not the mitzvah. What do you mean? I'm spending more money? No, the mitzvah is dafka on wine. Why wine? Because wine has a certain power to it in Tumah and in Kedusha. But what do we do when we daven, when we drink wine? The purpose on Purim of drinking wine is to daven to Hashem. So the person's true desires come out. And even if they don't know why they want to daven to Hashem, and they don't know how davening to Hashem works, but it's in the schus of every time you daven, you say, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, and Elokei Yaakov. I'm mentioning our of us, and they definitely knew what davening is, and we have a smidgen of an idea of what that davening is. So when we mention their schus, we have the power to be Paul Yeshua's. And the same thing is Mordechai and Esther. Mordechai and Esther, who brought down this whole nes in davening in their schus, that Klal Yisrael have Yeshua's and refuas, that all the captives should be returned healthy, all the sick people and injured soldiers should be healed, every sick Jew should be healed from any of their ailments, especially Rav Yaakov Hillel and Rav Ari Tawil. Everybody should have refuas and Yeshua's. Mazar Hashem, we daven, especially they say, you know, Holy Tzadikim, the Kav Yosher, and many others from talk, say about how important it is to say Kapitel Chav Beis on Tainus Esther. Some other Tzadikim says it's good to go to say Kapitel Nun Aleph. But that's not explicit necessarily, and I don't know the sources for that, but it's just Tzadikim say it, right? But so Be'ez Hashem, we all take this seriously, and we invoke HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mercy in the schus of our forefathers, Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, Mordechai, and Esther. And B'ezrat Hashem will be zocher to refuas and yeshuas and salvation, and be as gold tzedek v'mehir v'meinu v'yomer l'tzaraseinu die. And B'ezrat Hashem will be zocher to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. B'ezrat Hashem, od hayom.
Amen.
Zayi gebenched.